The Defense Department is saying that they are confident that a huge balloon floating at a high altitude over Montana was sent from China to conduct surveillance. The U.S. is reportedly conducting urgent correspondence with China, and President Joe Biden has been briefed on the situation. And for more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jeff McCausland, retired Army colonel and CBS News national security consultant. Thank you so much, Colonel, for joining us.
Brett, good to be with you.
What is it about Montana that may have piqued the curiosity of the Defense Department? What's there?
Well, for the Chinese, of course, that's where Malmstrom Air Force Base is, and that has one of the three U.S. ICBM missile silo fields. So that's a point of great concern. The Department of Defense also announced that once this particular balloon was detected, of course, the North American Air Defense Command, NORAD, is monitoring its movement, and actions were taken to limit its ability to provide surveillance. My guess is that would probably be some effort, cyber or electronically, to stop it from transmitting, and probably some efforts to blind its particular cameras. And on Malmstrom, probably actions were taken on the ground to make sure that they could not pick up sensitive information.
So this next question is going to make me sound like a smart aleck, and I don't mean it to be, but when I first heard a huge spy balloon the size of three buses, I was just like, they're still using spy balloons? I mean, isn't there something more sophisticated? Why use a balloon?
Well, I would think so. Certainly, the United States, let's be honest, we conduct surveillance over countries like China on a fairly routine basis. We do it primarily using satellites, which allow us to eavesdrops on conversations and also take high resolution photography. My guess is the Chinese don't have as good a set of cameras as we do, so lower altitude balloons might be of more use to them. Maybe they think they can get greater dwell time for this particular type of activity. It's just a little unclear, but I'm with you. It's a little bit surprising that they would use a balloon like this. The Pentagon has said this has happened in past, and apparently when the president was briefed by the National Security Advisor, Mr. Biden said he wanted to shoot it down. However, the Department of Defense recommended against that for fear that it might, you know, interfere or even harm commercial air traffic, though the balloon itself at the moment is flying at altitudes far above where normal commercial air activity is ongoing. And so there's no real immediate threat to the United States or the American people.
This thing has been described as being the size of three buses, so I can see why they wouldn't want to shoot it down and endanger the people on the ground. Tension, though, is rising between the U.S. and China. Do you think this heightens that?
Yeah, it certainly does, and it comes, you know, at a really inopportune moment because Secretary of State Blinken is preparing over the next couple of days to go to China and meet with his counterpart ostensibly to see if there were some ways we can reduce those rising tensions. That being said, even today, earlier today, there was a formal announcement by the Pentagon that Secretary of Defense Austin is in the Philippines and apparently has negotiated an agreement with the Philippines whereby the United States will be granted access and use of Filipino naval and air bases. You know, many years ago during the Cold War, we had large bases in the Philippines at Clark Air Force Base and Subic Bay, particularly during the Vietnam War. We eventually gave those back. And so now, again, we're going to be positioned, particularly in the northern part of the Philippines. If you get out a map, what you'll discover is that particular part of the Philippines is only about 200 miles from the southern shores of Taiwan. So an American military presence there would be invaluable were, in fact, tensions to continue to rise over Taiwan or if there was actually a confrontation between the United States and China over Taiwan.
Colonel, we always learn so much when we have you on. Thank you so much for your time. Jeff McClausland is a retired Army colonel and CBS News national security consultant.